Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
welcoming us into a brand new episode of Jazz on a program that we affectionately call Neon Jazz, was Tokyo-born, New York-based composer Miho Hazama, with a track off her latest 2015 album called Time River. That was the tune Cityscape. So this award-winning composer and arranger has been able to easily pick from a myriad of different musical sources to create her very own original sound. Her reach is international as an emerging composer and arranger that has worked all over the music map. She was the winner of the 2011 ASCAP Foundation Young Jazz Composer Award. Along with this, she logged some serious time with legendary free jazz pianist and learned quite a bit with Yoshiyuki Yamashita, and that got her moving in some grand directions. She also got private instruction in jazz composition from the great Jim McNeely and piano from Phil Markowitz. Miho finished her master's degree at the Manhattan School of Music in jazz composition and continues to be a bright spot in the world of jazz. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she spoke about a trip to Japan that she took and many things in a constantly moving world of hers. But more specifically, she talked jazz.
Jazz music has been always my favorite music. And then I have to be honest that I have some jazz music that I do not like. But I like most of it.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs composers, heralds players, and has one of the finest teachers in the nation with Bobby Watson at UMKC, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with stacks of music to keep you swinging, baby. And one of those seminal moments in Miho's early life was listening to exceptional jazz. And this next tune was one of them. This is Grant Green in 1963 with the tune Joshua Fit, The Battle of Jericho. And Miho explains it.
That specific piece was my favorite one in elementary school, like 5 years old or 6 years old. And I copied everything, even like every improvisation note. And then I kept singing it. So that's, I guess, my first favorite piece.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Miho Hazama. I'm a jazz composer, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the talented modern-day pianist Luis Perdomo with the 2016 tune The Sky Beyond off his latest disc called Montage. Born in 1971 back in Venezuela, since the age of 12 he was playing on Venezuelan TV and radio stations, but he realized that he would have to travel to New York City to fulfill that musical dream of his, and he did just that in 1993. And he became a highly in-demand sideman playing with cats and jazz and Latin music, from Ravi Coltrane to Ray Barreto. To date, he has released 6 albums that have been critically acclaimed as a leader, and more are coming. Here's Doc, legendary trumpet man and former band leader for The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. This is a cat that defines precision on the horn. Joined by his orchestra, this is his tune, The Lady in Red, off the 1966 LP, Fever. ¶¶
I'm Ron Stabinski, and it's a real pleasure to be on Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino. Terrific radio program. So thankful to Joe. Thank you.
That was Modern Jazz Cat pianist Ron Stabinski with his song Rapture off his first solo album, 2016's Free for One. So he officially became the fourth member of Mostly Other People Do the Killing after he performed with the group live in 2013. And on Blue, which was their reincarnation of Miles Davis's Kind of Blue, is a great album. Over his education in life and jazz, he talked to Neon Jazz about a moment that was very instrumental for him.
But the net result was after I graduated from college, I took my acceptance letter for grad school and threw it in the garbage and started listening to rock and roll and driving around the country visiting friends and trying to figure out what I wanted to do when I grew up.
So this initial solo album for Ramen is comprised of 8 piano improvisations recorded in one day back in 2015. So under the one-time mentorship of the great free jazz cat, Bill Dixon, Ron's road to releasing this album has been a very patient process of developing skills and education over a complete decade. So as we mentioned earlier, composer, visual artist, and the great educator, Bill Dixon was a huge motivator for Ron. So as we go into this 1967 piece, Nightfall Pieces, off the LP Incidents and Purposes, here's Ron to tell you about it.
I went to the Victorianville Festival in 2002 to see the world premiere of the trio of Cecil Taylor, Bill Dixon, and Tony Oxley. And I was already really heavily into Bill Dixon's music, and when I got home from that festival, I mean, I drove 10 hours each way just to see that set.
Nice.
45 minutes set. I got home, I found Bill Dixon's contact information, emailed him, told him how I felt about his music, what I wanted to do in the future, and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, I think, and I went to the bathroom, I came back out, and I had a response in my inbox from Bill Dixon.
Thank you. This is William Parker, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Keep listening. Thank you.
That was the jazz pianist and composer with a lot of mileage behind him, Junior Mance, with the tune Jubilation off the 2004 album called Soul Eyes. Coming out of Evanston, Illinois, he started playing piano at 5 on an upright in his family's home. His father, Julian, taught him to play stride piano and boogie-woogie. His first professional gig was in Chicago at the age of 10. From the straight-up cool of trumpeter Fats Navarro, here's the 52nd Street theme, man. And it was the best thing going, believe me. Next, here on Neon Jazz.
Wonderful Joe Domino. Hey, he's a great guy. Tune in.
Thank you.
That was the modern-day trumpet cat Irvin Mayfield Jr. teamed up with the Journey jazz pianist Ellis Marsalis with their 2011 tune Mo Better Blues. Here's the great Israeli-born pianist Shai Maestro with his trio in tow back in 2014 with the tune Triology off the CD Unfold Stories as we start folding up this hour of Neon Jazz together.
Thank you.
Again, that was pianist Shai Maestro with the tune Theology According to Him. And finally, I think that the Mayfield-Marsalis duo got me thinking that we need one more to ride off into the sunset with, a good duo. This is alto saxophonist, clarinetist, composer, arranger, and busy man Benny Carter melding with Canadian jazz pianist and composer Oscar Peterson with their trio back in 1952 with the tune Long Ago and Far Away off the LP Sketches on Standards. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and one dude I bumped into a long time ago in far away places, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. Let us know what you want to hear. We always dig hearing from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.